Hello everyone. Here I will be presenting a joint work between the University of Vigo and Philips Research in the Netherlands. Here I will be speaking about the concept of detection diversity in multi-antenna spectrum sensing. As we will see, it reminds the concept of diversity we all know from communications. And here is the outline of the presentation. First, I will be introducing the concept of diversity in communications. Probably you are all familiar with it, but it's just one slide. And then I will be presenting the setup we will be considering here for multi-antenna detection. It will be very, very simple. Simple model, but it's enough for our purposes. And then I will introduce the concept of diversity first presented by Daher and Abbe in the context of radar networks, and we will see that it applies to spectrum sensing. And I will finish the presentation with some results and final conclusions. First, the concept of diversity in wireless communications. It's like this. We have that the bit error rate curve usually presents this behavior in the high SNR regime. That it's we have here a multiplicative term that it's all we usually call a coding gain or coding advantage. And we have here an exponent that it's the diversity order. By using different coding schemes, we can move these curves down, but the slope is characterized by the diversity order of the system. And the question is if we can employ a similar scheme in spectrum sensing, and we will see that yes. But we must have into account that in communications, we usually move around these points of the curve. We used usually go to the bit error rates around 10 to the minus 3 or 10 to the minus 4. And this would be not the case in the case of spectrum sensing. Here we have the model we will consider here in spectrum sensing. It's quite simple in the sense that we will consider in both spatially, both temporally white signal and noise. And here we will have that the noise is considered uncorrelated across the antennas and with the same variance, which will be assumed known. And the signal, it will be a rank one signal. That is the same signal seen at all the antennas, just multiplied by a complex factor. And we will consider here a Gaussian model. Under this model, it's easy to see that the hypothesis testing problem is given by the hypothesis zero, that no primary user is present. That is the same to say that H is equal to zero, and the hypothesis one, H is different from zero. And as detection schemes, we will consider three cases. The first one is the GRRT detector, the generalized likelihood ratio test, for this model we presented before. And in this case, we have that this detector corresponds to the largest eigenvalue of the spatial covariance, measured spatial covariance. And then this detector requires the cross-correlation terms between the different antennas. Hence, it's not very useful for distributed implementations. Then we have the energy detection that just measures the energy at each of the antennas, sums it up, and compares it against a threshold. And finally, we will have the fully distributed or fusion rule that the test is performed in each of the nodes, and then just the decisions are sent to the fusion center. And as you can see, these detectors are ordered in terms of their complexity. First, we have this that requires that all the antennas are collocated. This one requires to transmit the energy seen by each of the detectors, and here we have the Orr-Fusion rule. As performance metric, we will use the usual probability of false alarm and the probability of detection, that is equal to the 1 minus the probability of misdetection. And we are considering here the fading case. We are assuming that the channel coefficient H is not the static, is not deterministic, but it presents a certain fading. In this case, we have that the probability of false alarm, it depends only on the hypothesis zero, and thus it doesn't depend on the realizations of the channel. And then we have that it's also deterministic. Hence, in the following, we will consider probability of false alarm fixed, and we will focus on the behavior of the probability of detection and probability of misdetection. That becomes a random variable. Can we talk about detection diversity in this case? And the answer is true. If we plot directly the behavior of the different detectors for a different number of antennas, here we are plotting the average misdetection probability, is already averaged over the fading realizations of the channel against the average SNR of the channel. And we can see that we can bound all the behavior of the detectors, and the same definition as in the communications scheme applies. That is, here we have that the slope of the curve corresponds to minus the number of antennas. However, the question is, does it make sense to consider this performance metric in spectrum sensing? Because here, if we look at this axis, we see that we achieve the asymptotic regime in SNRs larger than zero. But we are interested more in the behavior of the different schemes here in this region, where this behavior isn't fully described by this slope. Hence, we have that in spectrum sensing, we are more interested in knowing these 2 points. I mean, at what point the detector starts working well, and how fast this detector achieves its asymptotic regime. In this case, we can think if the previous metric can describe these features, and we say that we can see that no, that the detection diversity, as seen in communications, just describes the behavior of the curve here, when the average probability of detection is close to 1. But however, this problem already appeared before in the radar world. And here we are going to use some results first presented by Daher and Atbe in the field of radar networks. And they also had the same problem, that the actual definition of diversity doesn't apply directly to the sensing, to spectrum sensing. In this case, they characterize diversity by 2 parameters. And they define the minimum operational SNR, rho bar star, that it's here, and it's the point where the average probability of detection equals 0.5. That it's the point from which the detector starts working well. This curve always assumes that the probability of false alarm is fixed, that is a fixed threshold. And the second metric they use to characterize the performance is the diversity order, or Daher and Atbe diversity order, that in this case is defined as the slope of the average probability of detection at this point that we have seen before. That is, the performance of the detector is characterized by this line that I plot here. In their case, the setup they used is very similar to the one we have seen. In fact, this equation agrees completely with the model I presented at the beginning of this talk. The only difference, that it's a big difference, is that in radar, the vector x is assumed to be known. And since the vector x is assumed to be known, y, even in fading, it can be seen as a Gaussian random variable, because we have here a Gaussian noise plus the fading coefficients of the channel that is also Gaussian in the case of Rayleigh fading, and then the sum is also Gaussian. And then they derive the diversity order as defined by this definition we have seen before for the three different detectors I presented before. For the GLRT, they obtain that the order grows linearly with the number of antennas. Energy detection, it grows with the square root of n. And in the Orff function rule, it grows with the logarithmic of the number of antennas. And in all the cases, it's proportional to the number of samples we have from each of the antennas. But however, in spectrum sensing, we have that... We have that the transmitted signal by the primary system is not known. In this case, we have here Gaussian multiplied by a Gaussian, that is something, and here we have another Gaussian. This is something difficult to deal with. And in fact, we have the probability of detection without having the average. I mean, we have this expression in closed form, but we need to average it with respect to the fading of the channel. This is difficult, and at least in order to get some closed form results, we have to resort to approximations. And inspired by the definition of diversity by Daher and Atbe, we propose the following approximation. Here I'm plotting the actual probability of detection. That's before the averaging with respect to the SNR, to the instantaneous SNR. And we approximate it by a piecewise linear function that has the right slope at the point 0.5, and then it, from a point and before a point it's 0 and 1. This looks like a rough approximation, but after averaging with respect to Rayleigh fading, we see that the approximation fits pretty well with the empirical results, and more if we look at the point of interest, that it's around where the probability of detection is 0.5. The average probability of detection is 0.5. And using this approximation, we were able to obtain the same diversity order as in the case of radar, but for our system. This is already the Daher and Atbert diversity order for spectrum sensing. And here we can see that the results obtained are quite similar to the ones seen previously. And here we see that for the GLRT, we obtain that an order proportional to m, here for energy detection, square root of n. And for the Orff fusion rule, even using these approximations, we are not able to obtain a closed form expression for the Daher and Atbe diversity order. In this case, we just show numerically that it's smaller than the square root of n, but we believe that, in fact, it's similar to the case of radar, and it's probably proportional to log m. And which is the main difference with respect to radar? That here, if we remember, the other expressions were exactly like that, but we had here a k term and not just a square root of k. This performance decrease it comes from the fact that we don't know the transmitted signal. In radar, they know the vector, the transmitted signal, and then they extract a larger diversity order than we can do here in spectrum sensing. And to finish this presentation, I just will present here some numerical results that we can obtain using this simple model. Here we can see that the minimum operational SNR decreases with the number of antennas. And we can see here that actually the rate of decrease with respect to the different detectors. And the GRRT always performs best, but as we have seen, it cannot be implemented in a distributed manner. And the energy detector performs pretty better than the Orr fusion rule. And here we can see the behavior I talked about before, that if we look at the diversity order with respect to the number of antennas, the growth rate for the GRRT is almost linear, while the one for the energy detector is kind of following the square root of m. And here the Orr fusion rule, we can obtain this numerically from the theoretical results, but we cannot get a closed form expression. To conclude, some concluding remarks. Here I presented the concept of Daher and Abbe diversity, and we have seen that it's meaningful for spectrum sensing. These are the good news. But however, it's quite difficult to compute. And we need to resort to approximations in order to obtain a closed form in this case. And as it is said, integration is a technique and approximation is an art. We have always to take care about using approximations in this kind of points. And as future work, I just presented one notion of diversity, but maybe there is another one that is more suitable for our case. And we may extend the diversity analysis to more complex detectors or other fading scenarios. And with this, I finish my presentation and I'm open to questions.
So there is any question from the stage? We have 4 minutes, so we can take some question. Okay, if you don't have question, I have one. You told us that your results are based on approximation and that you were working with a fixed probability of false alarm. So the question is your approximation valid in your analysis for any probability of false alarm? I mean, it's quite robust with different probability of false alarm or?
The only approximation we are using is this one. We are approximating the probability of detection by a piecewise linear function. In this case, we have that for a fixed probability of false alarm, the behavior of the curve is always similar to this sigmoid function. Then the approximation, it will hold always that the probability of false alarm, always that the probability of detection has this a similar behavior. And actually, I believe that it's always valid for the range of interest of probability of false alarm.
Okay, thanks. Any other question?
Thank you. probability of detection. Hence, we need a good up around on the whole range of the curve, and not just in one point.
Okay, if there is no other question, let's thank the speaker and